guys, guess what? This is, I guess we could say this is episode one of the new year. But actually, we're up to episode 54, I believe.
Though, if you wanted to look at it another way, this is episode one of season two.
Episode one of season two. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're going to keep it numerical. Let's not get fancy.
Let's keep it numerical.
Yes. All right, guys. I'm Jen.
I'm Carrie.
And once again, we are back with another, no matter what the number is, edition of Devheads and Hiddlestoners. And we actually do have some news this time. Do we not?
We do. Big news.
We do. We have big news on for both of our guys today. News number one, of course, is we now have a Hiddle baby. We do not know if it's a Tom or a Tina. But we do know that it is separated from its mom, and it is alive and kicking and doing great from all accounts.
Yep.
As far as I can guesstimate with these very sketchy information I have been able to find, I do believe the child was born either on October 25th or October 26th.
Okay.
The first news was put out on the 26th. So.
Okay.
So I'm assuming the 25th, 26th.
Yeah.
However, with Hiddleston being as close-mouthed and as private with his private life as he is, we don't know exactly when the child was born. We don't know if it's a girl or a boy. We don't know if it's twins. Okay, we have no idea about anything other than the child has been born. That is it.
Yes.
That is all we know. And I have searched. So, you know, aside from trying to find whatever township they're living in and searching birth records, I got nothing.
Yeah. And, you know, again, like you said, their people are probably, you know.
People in the hospital or in the clinic where the child was born, people who assisted, people who, was there for the mother and the father and the baby. Yeah, they're probably all under NDRs or NDAs, non-disclosure agreements. So more than likely, that is why there is no news. But anyway, as far as we know, the child is very, fine and healthy and wonderful and perfect. And the new parents say they are enjoying the hell out of it. They're just not getting a whole lot of rest.
So has there been an official release statement? I mean,
the closest I came to a, quote, official statement was, I believe it was Us Weekly, I think, was the source, and that was it, was that baby and family are home, and the parents are enjoying it, but they just say they're not getting much rest. And that's as close to an official statement as I can find.
And, you know, that sounds like really good news.
Well, yeah.
You know, it sounds like the baby, or, wow, I didn't actually think about...
Yeah.
Twins possibility, that'd be nuts.
Oh, yeah.
But it sounds like baby is healthy, parents are...
Sounds like Zawe did amazing.
Right.
Which,
right.
I mean, come on. As much of an overachiever as she is, of course she did amazing.
Yes.
She would not have it any other way.
Correct.
I mean, she just went over there, hopped up on the table and said, okay,
Wow. Yeah,
action.
Stage direction.
Exactly. Yeah, looking for the producer. Okay, you're getting a good shot.
Right. Exit stage out.
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear if Tom was in the delivery room and if he passed out.
Okay, we would probably never hear about that if he did pass out.
Oh no, he would be the one. to talk about it. He would definitely, because he is one, he is always one to bring what he sees as a fault or a mistake or a problem to the forefront. He would be the one to be like, yep, I was there. I was trying to, yeah, I was doing all the things the father's supposed to do. And then I looked down and out go the lights.
Right. He really would, wouldn't he?
He would. He would be the one. Right. He would be the one to be telling people about it.
Yes. All right. And, you know, watch the space, as they say.
Right.
You know, we'll probably certainly have, you know, additional details.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I just hope we don't have to wait till the child starts going to school before we figure out if it's a boy or a girl.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, they're very private people, as public as their profession is. They are both very private people, and as bad as we hate it, and guys, I hate it just as badly as y'all do, this is something that we absolutely need to respect.
Absolutely. Well said.
And, you know, we want to know. Yes, we want to know. We want to know every little tiny thing. We want to know. We do not need to know, nor do we have the right to know. So, you know, let's respect their privacy. Let's respect their boundaries. And let's just wish the happy couple and the new baby the best in all the world.
And congratulations to the both of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Most definitely.
This is a happy occasion.
It is. And we do have another little bit of news on the opposite side of the coin on for our Depp heads out there. Carrie, you're the one who brought this up to me, I believe. So I'm going to let you run with it.
Well, okay. And sure, and I'm a little bit hesitant because this has been, it's hearsay.
Well, let's not record it as fact. We'll just say rumor has it.
Yeah, rumor has it. Well, apparently there was an interview with, all right, so it's with Tim Burton.
Okay, Tim Burton, got it.
And
okay, so first off, what's the movie?
So, well, I was gonna allow some guesses. So a project that Burton is working on has been resurrected. Let's say, and
he so it's a project that it's something he's already worked on before, and it's coming back around. Is that okay?
Any guesses?
I know, but let's see.
Well, see, and I wanted to kind of pass this off to you because I knew. This is really kind of your news item because I knew you would be incredibly, incredibly excited about this.
All right. Okay. So you're going to let me run with this one, huh?
Well, I want you to.
Okay. All right. All right.
You should be delivering this.
There is a movie that stars one of Johnny Depp's exes. When she was very young, 14, I believe, 14 or 15. And that particular movie is getting a, what would you call it, a revamp or a restart?
I think they called it a retreatment.
Retreatment, that's a good one.
Yeah, right. I'm like, okay.
Right, yeah, like it's window dressing or something. But anyway, so yes, the movie is Beetlejuice. And we are getting a Beetlejuice 2. Now, here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. The original stars have all agreed, according to rumor, the original stars, Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder, did Jenna Davis, did they say anything about her at all?
Okay.
Or Baldwin?
Yes, however, there wasn't a comment on Baldwin. But Burton said, quote unquote, original core cast.
Right.
So
that would be the original core cast, would include Gina and Baldwin. So,
yeah, let's hope. And Winona Ryder.
And Winona Ryder, of course, and Michael Keaton. So let's hope. But they, supposedly, they're all on board. All documents have been signed. All contracts have been signed. Everything is signed, sealed, delivered. It's supposed to be out 2025. And here's the best part. Johnny Depp is also supposed to be starring in this movie.
Amazing.
So, that, number one, is going to be the... is it the first time? No, second time. That's going to be... It will be the first time since Edward Scissorhands that Winona and Johnny have been in the same film.
That's going to be interesting, but, you know, they're both artists, I'm sure.
Well, and they both still hold great affection for the other.
Well, and did she make a statement during the trial?
Yes, she did. Several times.
Okay. Several times. It was, yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. She stood by his side, and she stood up for him the entire length of... Even before the trial, even when it was just the whole Amber Heard showing her ass thing, Winona was there. She was there to speak to the press. She was there to tell them what bullshit it was, and she was there defending him from day one. So, yeah, and truth be told, the reason they split up was because Winona's father thought she was too young to be engaged. He thought it would derail her career, and he was afraid it would just, you know, tear apart everything that she'd been working for. And he talked her into breaking it off.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, there was no animosity between the two of them. It was parental pressure that came between her and Johnny. Of course, I'm sorry. I think that they ought to get a clue. Both of them ought to dump whoever and whatever they happen to be dating right now and, you know, get back together. I think that's the happiest I've ever seen Johnny Depp, ever, was when he was dating Winona.
Yeah. He was very social. He was very, forthcoming about the relationship when it was happening.
He was very open, and he also tried to stay away from so much the drugs and the alcohol as well. It was after they split up that he and Winona both went through a period of vicious, nasty, self-destructive behavior.
Yes.
I mean, Winona tried to burn her hotel down.
Yeah.
Fell asleep with a cigarette in her hand. Should I say she passed out with a cigarette in her hand.
Right.
So, yeah. And, of course, Johnny did... what Johnny does, just all kinds of stuff. You know, blaming an armadillo. That's right. Blaming an armadillo for trashing his hotel room.
Needless to say.
Yeah, needless to say, they did not believe him.
Well, right.
I want to know where he came up with armadillo. I mean, I can see a raccoon.
I have no idea.
Yeah, a raccoon.
He's always like the desert. But that's all I can come up with.
I could see saying, well, you know, a raccoon came in the window, but an armadillo?
That's an armadillo, yeah.
That's really specific and really, really hard to believe.
Well, you know, I love that we're getting this band kind of together. Burton confirmed in a recent interview, and I quote, "Beetlejuice 2 is a go and has been approved by the Warner Brothers team. We've talked to the cast members we wanted for the film, and they're on board, and this includes both Winona and Michael. We have the script in hand, everything is in place, and all we need to do is to get ready to start filming."
Excellent. So apparently this casting rumor started within
the industry at the end of the defamation trial within a week.
Okay.
So it seems like they were kind of maybe waiting to see how the verdict came out?
They probably were not waiting to see how it came out. They were probably just waiting to let that crap blow over.
That's okay, very true.
Because I'm sorry, anybody who watched that trial, there for a minute, I was a little concerned myself because Amber only had to prove one single case of abuse. Just one.
Right.
Just one. If she could prove one, then it was not defamation. She was just telling the truth. However, regardless of the defamation trial verdict in itself, anybody who watched that trial knew that anything Johnny did, he did to defend himself. He was not the aggressor. He was not the abuser. And he was not... You know, so regardless of what the verdict came out as, we all saw the writing on the wall with that trial.
Yeah, within certainly week two.
Oh, yeah. So, I think they were just pretty much waiting to get to let that blow over a little bit and to get that weight off of Johnny's shoulders before they threw something else on there. So yeah.
Well, 2025 would be what we're talking about,
You know, when you said 2025 the first time, I'm thinking, wow, that they're really waiting a while, aren't they? But guys, it's only 2 years. We're just a month and a little bit away from 2023.
Oh, yeah.
So, and it's going to take them 6 to 16 months to film. Mm-hmm. That's par for the course. That's for any movie. 6 to 16 months is about, that's a good guesstimate.
Yeah, and we're talking about Tim Burton here. And,
right.
You know, you can talk about his visionary style and what have you, but he is a consummate professional. And if he has a deadline, I promise you, his vision will be accomplished.
Oh, yeah.
So
that is why he surrounds himself with the best.
Oh, yeah. Not only in front of the camera, but behind the camera.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, like Danny Elfman on music. You know, once again, one of the best.
Oh, and you know he's coming back.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I certainly hope so. And, of course, I'm a little bit upset that Smythe did not pay any more attention to the Edward Scissorhands score. Because, you know, they originally wanted the lead singer of The Cure.
Yeah.
But,
hey, it's not too late. That would be kind of interesting.
Oh my goodness, that would be wild. Well, I mean, he's still an amazing, amazing, amazing artist. So,
you know, they ended up inducting The Cure into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, did they?
3 years ago.
Okay.
And we watched the ceremony. And, you know, that gives you cred in Hollywood. So, this isn't even speculative. Wishful thinking.
Oh, this is just us talking. I mean, that would be incredible.
It's a good move. You guys, you know, if Tim Burton and Danny Elfman are listening, certainly you could consider Robert Smith, you know.
Smythe, whatever. Oh, yeah, it's Patty Smythe. It's Robert Smith. Sorry.
Oh, wow. Wow. Actually, when you talk at Patty Smythe, you're predating Robert Smith.
Yeah, by years.
Girl. You're legit.
By years. I'm telling my age is what I'm doing.
Right.
Speaking of, happy birthday, baby.
Oh, my God.
Yes, guys. Carrie just had a birthday.
Yeah.
He wasn't happy about it, but, you know, having a birthday is better than the alternative. There's only one way you stop aging. Is when you die.
I'm looking forward to all the rent I'll be saving.
When you die?
I'm going to be saving a good bit of money.
Yeah, but honey.
Really nice. Thank you, darling.
you know, they can't, you can't take it with you.
That's right. Including the debt. Which I have some.
Oh, yeah. Oh, talking about Robert Smith, though, I'm still just blown away. And I looked it up just to double check and make sure that I was giving you the correct story there, Carrie.
Okay.
Some girl posted on Twitter, she put out a tweet with a picture of Robert Smith back in the day with the hair and the makeup and the, you know, the flowy clothes around the Crow soundtrack time period, around that era. And says, oh, you know, all guys are just, they're rude and they're wrong and blah, blah, blah. Why can't I find a guy like this? Well, Robert saw the tweet and he responded to her. She answered him in one word. Oh, I'm sorry, two. She said, no. He said, bitch, I'm the one in the picture.
Amazing.
I'm like, did you not look to see who it was? Did you not see the little blue check mark? And just think, wait, this might be somebody important? Duh. You know, because I'm sorry, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter or what have you, if you see that little blue check mark, that means whoever that is has been authenticated by Twitter, Facebook, whatever. So if you see that little blue check mark, you might want to go look, see who it is you're telling off before you turn into a bitch.
Right.
I mean, really. But yeah, so I figure this week, Carrie, we could go over a few things, kind of give a behind the scenes kind of look to our podcast listeners.
Okay.
They might be interested. They might not be. They might be like, oh God, this is going to be another boring show and turn us off. But, you know, it happens. The only way we can tell if you guys will like it is throw it out there and we'll see. How about we go over some of the things, some of the directions we're talking about taking the podcast in the next year? Because I know we've deviated quite a bit from the original, because the original structure was all Johnny Depp, all Tom Hiddleston, all the time, no exceptions. But we've gotten into some co-stars. We've talked about various things from, you know, the little bits of trivia to the way that the actors interconnect.
Yeah.
We've gone through quite a bit and we've gone off the original track, but, you know, that's what happens. That's the only way you grow is to try new things and to you know, make things better. And hopefully that's what we're doing. So what you got, baby? What ideas you got for me?
Well, you know, it was a lot of, and maybe this is just me being self-indulgent or whatever, but the whole stump the hostess kind of came from a degrees of separation.
Right.
From either of these guys. And, you know, flog me one more time for saying, you know, there's so many. It's like a spider's web, guys.
It really is.
And I thought that it would be great if, you know, of course, certainly Hiddleston and Depp are the focus, and we're always going to, you know, God knows, we're definitely going to talk about the baby when we get more information or the next movie.
Right.
But there's a whole lot of people that these guys work with mutually that have their own incredibly interesting careers. And these are high caliber actors that don't work with, you know, anybody.
Yeah. These are not, you know, B-listers
exactly.
That, you know, just happen to get lucky. Kathy no.
Griffin or whatever. Right. Right.
And I was thinking along those same lines, there are a lot of background characters in Hiddleston's movies and in Depp's movies. You see them everywhere. You see them all, yeah. But you don't know their name. You have no idea what their real name is. It's, oh, that's Gibbs from Pirates of the Caribbean. Or that's the dude that keeps losing his eye. You know?
Yes.
Things like this. But you see them all the time. I was thinking we could do a couple of shows on some of these supporting actors.
Oh, for goodness sakes, yes. You know, they call them, hey, it's that guy.
Yeah, it's that actors. Guy. Exactly.
And you pointed out the guy that plays Gibbs. He's a very accomplished, you have your regular kind of, hey, it's that guy. But a lot of these people are, hey, it's that guy. And this guy has won like 2 BAFTAs.
Right.
You know, he had an Oscar nomination. You had no idea what his name was in the first place.
Right.
B, you had no idea it was, in fact, that guy. And I just really think that that's an interesting angle.
Absolutely.
Was a lot of fun for us to talk about these people that are separated by a degree or two from Depp and Hiddleston. And it tells us a lot about Hiddleston and Depp when we're talking about these actors that they're working with. So.
Right. And Johnny Depp, for one, he's always one to give a hand up. He's always one to promote a lot of the secondary, shall we say, actors. The guy that keeps losing his eye in Pirates of the Caribbean. Okay, I don't know his name. I could look it up, I'm sure, but I do not, right off the top of my head, know his name. But every single one of you knows who I'm talking about.
Yep, exactly.
He acts in another of Johnny Depp's movies.
Uh-huh.
He is, and I think he only has 1 or 2 lines, but he is an usher in
Finding Neverland.
Yes, Finding Neverland.
Right.
And he looks so young in Finding Neverland. He is just incredibly young and cute and sweet.
So year did Finding Neverland come out?
Give me 2 seconds. I can tell you. But yeah, it's incredible to me that he looks so different in the between the two roles.
I wonder if it was a thing about age or if it's a thing about the makeup, you know, in the other movie.
Finding Neverland was 2004.
So it actually has been like 18 years and he does look so much younger.
Right, but
2004?
Yep, 2004. And let's see, the first Pirates of the Caribbean came out, Curse of the Black Pearl, 2003.
Wow.
So I thought that was the case, but he looks so much younger in Finding Neverland than he does in the Pirates movies. And now I'm going to have to satisfy my curiosity here.
Okay.
Let's see if I can find him. Because I don't even remember his name. Oh, Kevin McNally is Gibbs.
Kevin McNally, okay.
Yeah. Mackenzie Crook is his name.
That is a familiar name.
Yep, Mackenzie Crook. That's the guy that is also in Finding Neverland. Oh, my goodness. And I just saw another familiar face. one more in the circle here. Richard Griffiths, who plays Harry Potter's uncle in the Harry Potter movies. Vernon Dursley. He plays Vernon Dursley. He also plays King George in the Pirates of the Caribbean series. Or he did. He's passed away. But yeah. He is also in this. So yeah, I mean, lots and lots and lots of familiar faces. Not a whole lot of familiar names. And that's another angle that I would like to explore here on the podcast. I find it interesting. I think other people would too.
Yes.
And I had another idea, Carrie, that I don't know if it's something that you would even be interested in doing or interested in seeing how well it works.
All
but
right.
I was thinking about adding a YouTube channel to our podcast. Pardon me, guys. I've got a bit of a cold, so I've got all kinds of nasty mess in my throat and lungs. I do apologize. Yeah. But adding a YouTube channel, so so everybody could see what we look like, you know. Maybe get a little kind of glimpse into how we do the recordings and, you know, what we go through to actually get the recordings out. But it would definitely take effort on both of our parts, because you'd have to record where you are and I would have to record where I am. And then
yeah.
I would have to talk Faye into editing for me again.
If we were doing, okay. Yeah, actually, I think it's a good idea. I've kind of done it before, but it was a long time ago before we had, like, you know, Audacity and Podbean. And
right.
We did a movie and geek review thing for about 3 episodes, and it wasn't our faces. We were just kind of putting pictures up.
Right. Well, it would have been incredibly helpful this past February when we did the Hiddleston birthday bash, because we were talking about mostly fan art. I would have loved to have been able to for people to be able to see the art that we were talking about. Instead of just, hey, look this up on DeviantArt. This is the name of the image. This is the artist who created it. You know? It would have been, I would have really loved it if we could have, you know, shown it off and been like, okay, you know, I think this is a fabulous piece of work. This is actually a pencil drawing, which blows my mind. You know, this kind of thing.
Yep. And, you know,
although I will definitely have to clean my room before I decide to record anything.
But hey, you know, we revisited The Night Manager.
Right.
And in this format, you could kind of revisit that. And
almost definitely. And yeah. Admiral DeMoy has put out quite a few more computer edits. So, she's the one that I think I showed you the picture of red-headed Tom Hiddleston and the one with Loki with the hair down past his knees.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, she's good. And hers is computer generation. That's what she does. She does computer altering.
And it makes for good art.
Oh, she is very good at it. I say she. I am not sure. So, if I am misgendering, I do apologize. Don't want to do that, but they are extremely good at what they do. So, and I have, I've captured several of those images that I have in my personal collection, simply because they are just absolutely incredibly beautiful.
Well, and also the band community and band generated material, is very important.
Yes, it is. Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, it's just another way for those talented fans out there. Unfortunately, I am not one of them. They can show their appreciation and their love and their respect for the characters that these guys portray, as well as the actors themselves.
Well, on on the same side of the coin, you may not be a great artist, but you are a damn good curator. You know, we certainly have some great, great pieces that you've come up with, you've found.
Yeah.
Her art, and you know what? I want to give one more time, and I know you hate it, but I think you love it. That picture of Tom and Johnny together.
I still want to know who did that.
That's, and you do, and that's a really great band generated, and it was a hoax.
It was
photo perfect.
Not necessarily a hoax, because we don't know where that image originated. We don't know what it was created for. We don't know, any of it. It's not, I don't think someone purposefully said, oh, there's this little chick in Milledgeville that I'm going to screw over by creating this image and putting it out on the web. You know, no.
it was likely done, and it was very, very well done.
But it was extremely well done. I mean,
I feel like a fan did that.
Oh, I'm certain. I am certain, and I'm sure it was someone who has the same attitudes that most of us do have, that Depp and Hiddleston should work together. And I'm sure that's where it came from. But I do want to know who created that. If anybody has any clue, I want to know who created that image.
Yes.
I really do, because I want to know what program you used, because that was incredible. I mean, down to the way the shadows lay and to the space in between the arms. You can see the background. There's no background in the original image.
I mean, real detail.
Very, very, very good detail. And I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. So I do want to know who created that. I'd love to be able to say, damn, good job. But yeah, so fan art and not just fan art, but fan-created storylines as well. Wattpad is a great one for anything from totally strictly rated PG to, oh my God, make sure your 12-year-old doesn't get a hold of this book. Everything. They have it all, and it is amazing. Some of the writers that I have read through Wattpad are, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing her name correctly. I believe it's Mamori? Mamori?
Okay.
She's put out several different novellas, I guess you'd call them, and several feature Loki, and she's combined, in a couple of them, she's actually combined the mystic werewolf vampire type deal with the Loki persona, and it works. She's done a magnificent job. She is an incredible writer. Let me pull up. I've got her her stuff right here. Let's see. Okay. Of course I'm not going to pull up any. There we go. Omega Mine is one of hers. As soon as it pops up, I will be able to give you the artist name. Okay, Nakoa Mamori.
Okay.
And guys, look her up. If you like to read, if you love fantasy, if you love fantasy fiction, if you love Loki, look her up. Werewolves, you like them. Vampires, you like them. Look her up. She's good. Shape Changers, she's got those too. But Omega Mine is one that she's done. Mischief and Magic is one that she's done. Loki's Loki's Witchlings is another that she's done. No, she is just absolutely fantastic. She's an incredible writer. So I, you know, I give her a shout out every single time we discuss the fan generated stuff. I always want to mention her because she really is truly amazing.
Yeah.
There is also another artist that I found on Wattpad, and unfortunately, she has gotten big time, and Amazon picked her up, so she is no longer on Wattpad, which it's good for her, bad for me. But so I can't call her name right now, but she actually took the Loki invading New York and the creation of vampires and combined them. Loki brought a virus with him when he came to Earth. And that created vampires, but vampires in such a way that they degenerate into these absolutely ravenous, mindless, destructo beasts.
Right.
You know, not the pretty, you know, vampires don't glitter, sorry.
They don't.
Yeah, no, vampires don't glitter. You know, it's an incredible, I think it's called Blood and Lies is the name of the book. And I do believe it is available on Amazon. So.
Oh. Andy.
But yeah.
Actually, we've all got Amazon. Come on, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can watch this.
But yeah, that's another avenue that I would like to more fully explore. I would love to get some of these guys either through text, or if I could convince them to call, I would love to get maybe a phone interview with one of them, or two or three, about how they come up with their ideas. Same things that everybody asks. You know, what gave you the inspiration for that? That type of thing.
Right.
So,
you hear their story.
Oh, yeah, definitely. However, I did find out recently that some of the writers are not old enough to read their own material.
Oh, God. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I came across an author's note in one of the books that I just absolutely love. And I don't ever read the author's notes. I'm just like, okay, you know, I get it. You put it there because you're going to be out of town for the next 6 months and you're not going to be writing. Okay, well, you know, that was 2 years ago, so we're good. But yeah, I finally sat down and read one of the author's notes, and she was talking about celebrating her 15th birthday. Woo! Yeah. I was like, wow, I didn't even dream this kind of stuff when I was 15. Yeah. Are you kidding me? But yeah, I guess it is a totally new generation, but So, when I would be available to do the interview, they would probably be in school. So
that's right. You would have to actually conduct an interview time.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, like we talk about with international callers, now you're going to have to do it with local callers that are in school.
But yeah, I'm definitely, now that I think about it, I'm definitely going to attempt to contact Memoria again.
Yeah.
And see if they'd be interested in, you know, being on the podcast and giving a little bit of background and, you know, giving a little bit of their story. So we'll have to see if that's something that might work out. And Admiral Des Moines, I would love to get them on the podcast as well.
I couldn't agree more. Certainly. The artists, we would love to hear from the artists.
Yes. Yes, yes, because I am not an artist. I can't draw a straight line unless I'm trying to draw a circle. So
I've never heard that one before. That's pretty clever.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, no. Both of my twins are, both of them are artists. I've got one that works with everything from pen and ink paper to spray paint. And she's amazing. Matter of fact, I'm going to ask her if it's okay, but as soon as I get the okay, I'm going to post some of her stuff on the blog because she is truly, truly incredible. But I was thinking... Go ahead.
Well, I had another idea.
Okay.
Since this is the pitch episode.
Absolutely.
And we're talking about kind of expanding and doing different things. And it's probably too late to mention this, but we talked about YouTube.
Okay.
And I love watching YouTube and what they call reaction videos.
Oh, yeah.
And so, but to music specifically, like people that you would never expect, a heavy metal head for the first time reacting to Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Oh, yeah, with tears in their eyes.
And it turns out they, you know, probably have tears in their eyes at the end of it.
Yeah.
I would love to examine Johnny Depp's music and get a reaction video of you hearing it for the first time. In particular, there are, and damn it, don't go and do this.
I won't.
With this show. But have you ever heard anything from The Kids? Pardon me, not The Boy, The Kids. That was his first band.
Yeah, I'm the one who was trying to call them The Boys.
Right. Have you ever heard any music from The Kids?
I do not think so.
Would love to. A reaction video? Sure.
Okay.
How you honestly feel about it? Sure. But also, whether or not it was the first time you heard it, let's talk about Johnny as a musician and really, really talk about these songs. We talk about his films. Talking about these songs. And Hollywood Vampires, perhaps, or any of these other great bands that right. he's been involved in.
Well, now Hollywood Vampires is a cover band. They do, yeah. with a very, very few exceptions, they do not do original work.
Well, that being said, I think you and I have both heard covers of originals that were better than the originals.
Oh, absolutely.
Certainly worth listening to these cover bands.
However, one of the songs he does with Jeff Beck, it's called Isolation. Johnny actually wrote that, I believe. I believe it was a mutual effort between him and Jeff Beck, from what I remember of the interview. And that song, if you haven't heard it, guys, look it up. It's called Isolation. It is...
We could probably do an episode about this.
Oh, yeah. We actually went over the first Hollywood Vampires album at one point, but I would like to go more in depth towards, yes, I get it, is there any credit given in the music, the songs you're talking about from The Kids, is there any writing props given? Is there anybody said to have written this song or that song? Is Johnny's name on any of them?
Well, you know, a lot of punk bands, especially back then, and he wasn't the Johnny Depp we know.
True.
He's just a musician. When you put those songs together, you are generally truthful about who did what.
Right. Right. So that's what I'm wondering is if he's right. credited with writing any of that.
That would be an interesting thing to examine.
And something else too. Now, yes, he's an amazing artist. He's an amazing actor. He's an amazing musician. The man also paints and draws. He's an artist as well. I was floored. He was
okay.
Right after COVID hit, he does not post on Instagram or Facebook or any of that very regularly. And right after COVID hit and everything got locked down, he posted a just a very brief, hey guys, you know, do what they tell you to do, stay safe, you know, stay well, da da da. Well, several of the there's several paintings just kind of sitting around the room that he's in. And they're quite good. There's a picture of a there's a painting of a wine bottle is one of them. There's a there's just several. And I had wondered where he got the art, because it didn't look like gallery type material, but it did not look unprofessional either.
Yeah, okay.
So I was just very curious, and then come to find out he just did an auction and sold off several of his own works, and some of the paintings that were around that room were in the lot that got sold. So I was just very floored to find out, but that's what he does when he goes to France, is he has his little studio room in his house in France, and he paints and he stays by himself and he gets away from the hustle and bustle, and that's just what he does. I just thought it was incredible that he's also a physical artist, a painter as well.
Yeah.
Now, Hiddleston, on the other hand, plays the spoons. So, which is something...
Oh, wow.
Which is something I tried. Yeah, you know, I like to try everything at least once. Twice if I like it. But, yeah, you would think that playing the spoons... Hey, it's spoons. You just tap them, right?
Right.
Shouldn't be that difficult.
Well,
should not be that hard. Okay, guys, I can't play spoons. No. Nope. I don't know. And I've studied the video. I even went to YouTube and did a how-to video trying to figure out what I was doing wrong.
All right.
I have no clue. Yeah, it just was not working.
Talk about being surprised. I have bypassed two phone calls from an ambulance company.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
And we're right at the hour mark, I think.
Okay. Do you need to take those calls? Do you need to find out what's going on?
I do.
All right. Just a brief, quick. We're a little late recording today. Carrie's neighbor was in a motorcycle wreck. Dirt bike wreck. Single vehicle. Yep. She didn't get hit or anything, but it was bad. And Carrie is the one who saved the day, basically, by calling her family and calling the ambulance and that kind of thing right before we started recording this.
She crawled to my door, Jesus Christ.
Yep. Yeah, you're gonna deal with some PTSD. You're gonna deal with some shock.
Well, apparently I'm also now dealing with an ambulance company that uses my phone. Some female that's in her house is calling.
Okay, well, guys, we're going to wrap it up. We're just short of an hour, but you know what? We've done
this
so many.
So Johnny Depp.
We've done so many. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. We are delayed because
of
a motorcycle wreck.
Just because there was a motorcycle wreck, but the show must go on.
So, guys, we're going to take anything you guys have to say under advisement. DeppHeadsAndHiddleStoners@yahoo.com. Give us a call. You got our phone number. If you don't, look it up. We're on the other podcast. We broadcast it. Don't have time to do it now. Anyway, be safe. Be secure. Peace and love. See you later.
Love and peace.
Bye.
Bye.